Yeah, so we're holding in the middle of the thesis. We're holding the beginning of the thesis. So we're in the middle of the beginning. Thesis says that in Mishai, the Yerech, can I get the Gid? Lots of the Lefis. Thesis holds it's a Shir of Shishin. The Thesis says in Mishai, not only can I get the Gid, you have to Mishai, can I get the Gid and the Kedei Klipa. Because the Kedei Klipa of the Gid was already in Esav and Malicha. So now you have to be mevatel if chaticha nas nevela. You told like Rabbeinu Ephraim that you don't say chaticha nas nevela, then it's not an issue. Because even though b'shas melicha the kedei klipa became osir, the kedei klipa only became osir because it absorbed a certain amount of tama gid. But then when you put the gid in the pot and you cook it, then the tama is nispashit. It goes out of the kedei klipa, it's nispashit into the whole teret. And it becomes bottled, and the kedei klipa is chayzer to be mutter as well. So the fear of Rabbeinu Ephraim is not a problem. But if you don't hold like Rabbeinu Ephraim, you hold chaticha nafs in the reila. So b'shas melicha, the kedei klipa became also be'asim. It doesn't help later on that the issue was diluted. So now you have to be mevatel, not only the gid, you have to be mevatel the kedei klipa of the gid as well. That's the test. So we saw the Chavos Tas raised the question. The gid, he assumes the gid and the klipa have a different taste. They don't taste the same. Yes, a few rise to that. First of all, from the Rashi. Rashi holds that the shir boss of Lefis is halacha l'moshe misinai. It's a shir that's halacha l'moshe misinai. If the gid and the erech would have the same time, it would be min beninoi. Min beninoi, min erais is batul chad betrei. How could they be halacha l'moshe misinai of kibos of Lefis? It must be that the gid and the yerech are min v'she'en minoy. The gid is nice and tam in the yerech. That's the passage of the mission. The gid is nice and tam in the yerech. They have different tastes. So then there could be halacha l'moshe misinai. How much do you need to be mevatel adding in the shara? Could be mevatel. How much you need to be mevatel taste? Yeah, of course, tavkik is the rabbanon according to Rashi. That was a side issue. Maybe for kachim is the halacha l'moshe misinai. But al kapanim, the brings your eye that the yerech, the gid and the boser and the gid have a different. The boser and the gid have a different. Have a different taste. It's chas mashma that way in Taisus. In Taisus as well. Taisus in Sarek Zayin. Maybe it's a muchel. Have a boss of the call of man time way. I think Gemara is going on. It says boss of the call of boss. So the Gemara says that the Gemara is how can he soon be nice and tam? Male, if it's heter like truma, so you're nice and tam, so you taste it. But if it's tamadisa like basu v'cholad man tamlik, the Gemara says you give it to a kfeila. So Taisa says, why didn't we ask the kasha already in the Mishnah? Hadli parach masnisin the erech mispashal will give man tamlik. But then the Mishnah gives a shir and the Mishnah like basu v'lefes. Chayetz mashma that is kibul that you could be tamed. Man tamlik is mashma that you could be tamed, except that it's also that's what it means in the Gemara. Man tamlik means what Jew is allowed to be tamed. Yeah, maybe it's not muchuch. Maybe Taisus means that the Gemara should have asked in the Mishnah man family that it's physically impossible to be Taimit because they have the same taste. It would mean something different than it means in the Gemara. Man family in the Gemara means what Jew could be Taimit. The answer is a guy. Taisus says, why don't we ask the same question in the Mishnah? It's not exactly the same question. It's not which Jew could be Taimit. The question in the Mishnah would be what human being could be Taimit. It's min b'mina. Taisus answers, well, the Mishnah says, kibasa b'lefes, v'necharam, it's not a problem because the Mishnah says, how you do the nesin is that. So maybe it's not mukhuch. This deacon thesis may not be so mukhuch. Like upon him, the Chavos Das is yoytz mitoyin chay melcho that the gdi and the gid and the basar have a different taste. Rabbi Kveger says not the way about it. Rabbi Kveger is busy with other chesbonos. Rabbi Kveger, for seichad dvarim, assumes that the yerech, the gid and the yerech have a different have the same taste. But anyway, Chavos Das assumes that they have. Right, so we have here, we have the gid. We have the kedei klipa. The kedei klipa is made out of basar. There's gid, and then you have the klipa of basar all around. So the Chavos Das assumes that the gid and the basar are have different tastes. It's min b'she'ene minoi. But it's iser echad. The din in the basar, but it's iser echad. It's the same iser. Because it's iser echad. Because the why is the klipa osir? Because chaticha nasas mevela. Because it was belei atam git. So the klipa is osir with an iser git, and the git is also with an iser git. That's the halachas of the chavas das. And then we'll talk about what he says in a second. Rabbi Kveger, who's busy with other concerns, seems to have the opposite halachas. He holds that the git and the klipa have the same taste, because git and basar have the same taste, but they're different isurim, because the git is also as git and the klipa is also as chatich nas and reil. That's very hard for me to understand. How is chatich nas and reil a different isur than the git itself? Chatich nas and reil means the klipa, because it was belei atam git, it becomes also git with an isur git. So I don't know what's trying to figure. But upon him, these are the hanochas of the chavas das. I was asking Craig, we're best friends. So says the Chavas Das, so why do you need Kedei Shishim, Kenegit the Gid, and the Kedei Klipa? That's what Taisa says, which means that if the Gid, let's say, was one gram, and the Kedei Klipa was half a gram, so you... Well, let's say 1 gram. Let's say if the git is 1 gram and the klipa is 1 gram, then you would need a hundred. Taisa says you need 120 grams to be mevachel. But I think the klipa is really less than that. But the klipa is probably negligible. That's what the Mishnah could say. But akapanim, I just want to keep the number simple. So if the git is a gram and the klipa is a gram, so Taisa says in the chedam you need 120 grams to be mevachel, because you need shishim kineged the git and you need shishim kineged the kedei klipa. Ask the Chavas Das, why is that true? At the end of the day, the gid and the klipa have different tastes. That's his halacha. The gid and the klipa have different tastes. The gid tastes like gid. The klipa tastes like basar, because it's basar. So he says, so if they have different tastes, so the maisa, the yerech now, it doesn't taste like gid. It doesn't have a tam of gid, because there's shishim keneged the gid. And it doesn't taste like, and the klipa is not nice and tam, because there's shishim keneged the klipa as well. It's really in the nile, but the rabban, you need shishim. But you have, so you have, why can you use, why do you need 120? She says, this is, so he answers, so he says, you see from places, the places holds like this of a heter. Then when you have two, when you have an isser that falls into a pot of heter, and the isser itself is made up, is all one isser, but it has different flavors. They have different flavors. I was thinking afterwards, what could be a case for the Chavas Das? I'll tell you a simple case. Let's say I have a potato that was belei atam nevela with chaticha nas nevela, now it has a nisa nevela. And I have a carrot that was belei atam nevela, so now with chaticha nas nevela, it has a nisa nevela. So now I have a potato and a carrot, they both have the same nisa, it's a nevela, but this one tastes like a potato, and this one tastes like a carrot. So that would be a simple case for the Chavas Das. So that's the case. You have a pot, and into the pot you have a potato, and you have a carrot, and they both have nisin avela, and this one is 10 grams, and this one is 10 grams. So the Chavas Das says that you need not 6, you need 1,200 to be mevatel, because you need 60 times, you have to be mevatel the tam of the potato and the carrot together. And the Chavas Das's case is not a potato and carrot, the Chavas Das's case is bosa b'cholof. Some Chayim say it's only by Basar B'cholov, where it's the time of Meshutta that's also Chazanish and Rechayim. But Chavas Das assumes that the Issur Heter is not limited to Basar B'cholov, but it's true by all Issur. By all Issur, when you have two different flavors of Issur, but it's the same Issur and it falls into a pot, so you need to be Mevatel, you need 60 times the two together. Even though the Chayim is Svara, why should that be? This pot, it doesn't taste like potato. Because there's, even if I only have 60, even if I only had 600, it wouldn't taste like potato, because the potato is less than a 60th. And it doesn't taste like carrot either, because the carrot is less than a 60th. So why should it be also? What's the problem over here? Says the Chavas Das, the advice is that nonetheless, we'll explain in a minute why, but nonetheless, it's also, since the carrot and the potato are both have an issur nevela, you need 60 times the issur nevela. He said, the Chavas Das, you see that in Tosfos. The gid and the kedei klipa have different tastes. So it's not enough to say, well, you know, if I have 60 times the gid and I have 60 times the kedei klipa, so it doesn't taste like gid and it doesn't taste like kedei klipa. No, we don't say that. So he said you need 60 times both together. So that's exactly the same as Issa Behetta. You see the Tosfos holds like the Issa Behetta. That kind of chavas das. Now, the thing is, though, that this is not so poshut. Because what's Takav Shat in the Issa Behetta's halacha? The way the chavas das understands it, that's not only by Moshe B'chalo. He's talking even by other Issa. What's Takav the Havon? The argument against this, the counter argument is very strong. This tarevis doesn't taste like potato, it doesn't taste like carrot, so why should it be awesome? Where's the nesinus tap? So I said yesterday, when we got him, says it's a dindir avana. What's the havana? Like, tasteless such a dindir avana. Like, where does it have to get such a dindir avana? So yesterday I said that I think the hesder is that in the rice of the din of shishim is only by min b'she'en emina. So all you have to do is get rid of the top. So then this case would be mutter. If you only have 600, so it would be mutter because I have there's no time of potato and there's no time of carrot and finish. There's no nesinus top. But midr abon, they said you need 60 even by min b'minoi. By min b'minoi, there's no nesinus top anyway. There's no time by min b'minoi. Nonetheless, the Rabbanan said that even by minimum, you need shishim. That means the Rabbanan said that the Rabbanan made a takana, a lip plug, that by minimum, you need to have not just that you need a shear of shishim, not just shishim keneged hatam, because by minimum, there's no problem with bittul tam. Rather, in this din the Rabbanan that Chazal made to say with kaveya, with gzera, otamin b'shein minoy, they said that's the din. You need shishim keneged issa. It doesn't matter whether it's nice and tam. You need to have shishim keneged issa. So Mela, we go step two and say, so therefore, now that we have that Rabbanan by Min B'minoi, so Min B'she'en Minoi is like Gar the Min B'minoi, but then Min B'minoi. And just like by Min B'minoi, you need Shishim Kenegara Isser, regardless of whether it's nice and tam. It's not nice and tam before you get to 60, it's not nice and tam even Chav B'trei. But the Din the Rabbanan is you need to have Shishim Kenegara Isser. So Min B'she'en Minoi is not any better than Min B'minoi. And therefore, even by Min B'she'en Minoi, even if it's not nice and tam, but like plug Rabbanon, and it's like Gar from Min B'mina, you need Shishim Keneged Issa. And since over here the potato and the carrot are the same Issa, they both have an Issa Nevela, so Nevela, you need Shishim Keneged Issa, and it's not enough to have 600, you have to have 1200. That's what I said yesterday. And we'll say that that's the same word in Tosfos.
But the Min B'mina here is just the Issa, the Tam is not Shoreh, so the Min B'mina that we say that Minimum Mino is by Tam, not by Isser. So by the Bosom and Gid, it's Minimum Mino only the Isser, but the Tam is Mimisheno Mino.
So Minimum Mino and Mimisheno Mino are defined by Tam.
So we hear Bosom and Gid at a different Tam. So why is it Minimum Mino?
No, it's. Right, this case of Mimisheno Mino. I mean, we're not really worried about the Gid versus the. We're worried about the Yerech. The Yerech. Is min b'she'eni mina with the gid. So l'chayra, so the tamar gid is bottle. So the answer is no. It's not enough for the tamar gid to be bottle. You need shishim keneged ha'isser. The isser gid is bigger than the gid itself. The isser gid includes the klipa of the gid. You need shishim keneged ha'isser. And if you have that shishim keneged the gid and the klipa around the gid. Okay, so far, there's a problem. And that is like this. Let's take a regular case of Min B'Shein Minoi, and you have 60 connected. Min B'Shein Minoi, you have a Tarevis Min B'Shein Minoi. A piece of portfolio fell into beans. Min B'Shein Minoi. So the shear is B'Shishim. Take out the pork, and now, but it was nice and tommy, so there's a shear of Shishim. Or the pork is Nimayach. But it's shishim keneged, so it's a shear of shishim. The Gemara says, Gemara talks about also that there's another alternative to shishim, and that is to give it to a guy to taste. And if a guy tastes it and says that it doesn't taste like pork, then it's mutter. So it's machlekes shishanim. There's a lot of shittas in Shain about the really in Yonenu. What's the din if a guy says that it tastes like pork, that it does not taste like pork? He tastes it, he says, no, I only taste beans, I don't taste any pork. But I know for a fact that it's not, there's no, you don't have shishim of beans connected to pork. Is it mutter or is it us? Shita Sataisa said it's a mutter. See, so we're coming up soon to the Sugya of Pharaoh. Shita Sataisa said it's a mutter. You only need shishim when you have no objective way of finding out if there's really a taste. So the rule of thumb is shishim. But if a guy tells you that it doesn't have time, sin. So even though it's not 1/60th, it's a 30th, it's a 10th, it's much less. Whatever, it's less. But if a guy tells you that it's not nice in time, then it's mutter. The Ramban is chaylik. And the Ramban holds that it depends. He says, if you know for a fact that this pork here that was nimayat, that was melted in, and it's more than a 60th, then you don't rely on the guy. If, however, we took the pork out, but the problem is that the pork was less than time in the beans, so then we don't really know how much time came out of the pork. So with the chumra, we always assume that if, let's say, you had an ounce of pork, so a whole ounce of time came out. And you need 60 ounces to be mabatel a little time. But that's only l'chumra. We'll see some of the sugis inside. That's only l'chumra because we have no way of knowing how much was the pork maflit. So we have to assume it was maflit its whole volume of time. But that's not really a physical fact that we know for certain. So then if a guy says it doesn't taste like pork, then we can rely, but not so much time came out. Within the Shita of Ramban, there's a Machlokes Achronim, how to understand Pshat in the Ramban. Let me put this up also so you can just know the Shitas. You have a case where the Kfela says, it was the chef, the Kfela says that it's not nice in time. It is ain't a nice in time. But there's no Shisha. Tai says it's Mutter. Who cares that they don't have shishim? The Kfela says it's not nice in time. The Ramban says that if it's an Issa Shini Mayach, the actual pork itself is melted into the beans, then we're not saying the Kfela, unless we don't have shishim. But if it's just Plato, the pork itself we took out, it was Plato, so then we could be stomach on the table. What's Pshat of the distinction? Why is this an issue in Yimayach? We're not stomach on the table. So that in turn is a machlokes between the Pichadosh and the Kimigam. The Pichadosh says, because of what is a link to, meaning, Chachamim said you need shishim. And here you don't have shishim. I know for a fact that the pork is nimayach and I don't have shishim. So they pull the grabon of the takanosim without shishim it's not mutter. And the Prima Gonim says, because in a case where I don't have shishim and the issue is nimayach, then I'm chayshish the kfeil is lying. If we took the pork out, then it's a shayla of plato. So then what the kfeil says is very plausible. The Kfela says it doesn't taste like pork. Yeah, I can understand that even though I didn't have shishim, but maybe not so much time came out in the first place. So I could rely on the Kfela. But if I don't have but if the pork itself is nimayach, and Chazal say presumptively the shir is shishim, and the Kfela says no, he doesn't taste any pork, then I don't believe that he's telling the truth. So now, we're suggesting now, as far to explain the issue of a heter, that even though the din of shishim the raisa is to be mevatel l'tam, but once Chazal made a takana by min b'minoi that you need shishim keneged iser, then it doesn't matter whether that you don't have any tam. It is a halacha that the din is you need shishim keneged iser. With which of these shitas does that comport? The places the Ramban only with the Bichadosh and only with the Rambam. Because we're saying now, Svar, that even if I know for a fact that Kfela tells me that it doesn't have any time. We're saying, the Yisimad is saying, I know for a fact that it does not like, I know it does not like taste like potatoes, and I know it doesn't taste like carrots, because I have 600 in the heter. So there's the potatoes not nice in time in the pot, and the carrots not nice in time in the pot, But it's also nonetheless because otu, because it's like because there's a takana derabanan of shishim even by min maminoi and min mishaini min is legar the min maminoi. So there's one general takana that you need shishim keneged isur. So it doesn't help. So what is it? It doesn't do me any good that I know it doesn't taste like potato. I know it doesn't taste like carrot. But Chazal said a light plug that you have to have shishim keneged isur. That's good if you hold like the Rambam. That even if the Kefela tells me that the taste is gone, but nonetheless, you have to have Shishim because the way the Pichodesh explains the Rambam, you have to have Shishim Keneged Issa because there's a Takono, like Polo, Grabon, and Takonosim, that you always need Shishim Keneged Issa. So then you see Mamas, the Svar of the that was saying in the Issa of the Heaven. But if you hold like the Prima Gordon's Hesper in the Rambam, and Achaskama Bacham, if you hold like Tosfos, that if a kfeila tells me that it doesn't taste like pork, that I'm allowed to eat it, even though I know for a fact there's only a 30th, there's only that the pork is a 30th of the beans. I don't have shishim connected to the pork. But if a kfeila tells me that it doesn't taste like pork, then it's mutter, then how does that stand with the Yisrael Heter? This is like a kfeila. I know for a fact that the potato is not nice and time in the pot because I have 60 times the potato. I know for a fact the carrot's not nice and time in the pot because I have 60 times connected the carrot. So this is very similar to a case where I have a kfeila telling me I don't taste potatoes over here and I don't taste carrots over here. And nonetheless, this Sivahetta says that it's also, why is it also said to Prima Godin? Because midrabbonon, it's a din drabbonon. What's the drabbonon we're explaining? Because there's a lepola, pola drabbonon betachanos in mishishim keneged iser, even by min, b'shein yamina. That's only good if you hold like the Ramban, it's not good if you hold like this. Even in the Ramban, it has to have only been if you're Chodesh's version of the Ramban. So then Mr. Chavaz Das himself is a smart man. Chavaz Das himself is Oymer, and listen, Chavaz Das says that the Issa v'Heter is Heter, which is Tosoy, because the Issa v'Heter happens to hold like the Rambam. The Issa v'Heter elsewhere, when he talks about that Shaila, happens to hold like the Rambam. That even if a Kfeila tells me that he doesn't taste any Issa over here, but if the Issa was Nimayach, I know for sure that there's less, I don't have 60 Kenegat Issa, then I don't rely on the Kfeila. Says the Chavaz Das, Gevaldik, the Issa v'Heter is Lishi Tosoy. That even when I know for a fact that the kfeila tells me that I don't have it, that the taste is gone, but you need to have shishim keneged iser, the pork was nimayah from the beans, and I don't have shishim keneged the pork, then it's also. Says the Chavaz Das Gevaldik. So then the pichodesh is the shitosik. This is the same kind of case. The kfeila, so to speak, tells me that there's no time here of potatoes because there's 60 times the potatoes. He, so to speak, tells me that I don't have any taste in the carrots over here because there's 60 times the carrot. But it doesn't matter. Since I have a potato and a carrot, they will both nimayah from the pot. So I need shishim keneged the potato and the carrot together, because I need shishim keneged iser, and that's exactly the din of the iser v'het. But if that's the case and there's a problem, how can the Chavaz Das say that Tosfos over here is like the iser v'het? Tosfos himself holds, not like the Rambam, Tosfos himself holds that if a kfeila tastes it and says that he doesn't taste any iser, then you can rely on the kfeila even though you don't have shishim. So you see that Tosfos himself doesn't hold from this like Kolag Rabbanan and the Takanosim. Tosfos holds by min mishein emina. All you have to do is get rid of the tam. If a goyish chef tells me that the tam is gone, I don't care about shishim. So what's going on over here in the case of Tosfos? A goyish chef is telling me that it doesn't taste any git because the shishim can I get the git? So now the git is gone. And of course, I still have to get rid of the. I still need shishim keneged the klei klipa because that's in the minoy. But I have shishim keneged the klei klipa because the yerech is 60 times the 60 times the gid, certainly 60 times the klipa. It's a little bit of hell in the Chavaz Das. He himself says that this head is the shitosa because he holds like the Ramban. So how can he say that from Tosfos Araya that Tosfos holds like this today? Complex. Yeah, this is what this Yom Day looks like, I think. So I'll tell you what I'm thinking, maybe. Is that this case is a little bit more complicated. In the case of the Issa v'Heter, it's all min b'shein emina. Right? The potato and the carrot are both in the Beilo. and more important, the potato and the carrot, they didn't fall into a pot of potato. They didn't fall into a pot of carrot. They fell into a pot of I don't know, string beans or something. So everything here is min b'she'enoi b'she'enoi mina. So there they said, because he holds even by min b'she'enoi mina, there's a loy plug, and Tosfos would disagree, and Tosfos holds that, no, there's no loy plug by min b'she'enoi mina, and so on. The case that we're talking about is more complicated. In the case of the Basra and the Gid, let me just change the pictures. Just I'm not going to be so realistic, but she more similar to that picture. I have here Yerech. The Yerech is Basra. Then I have inside the Yerech, I have Gid. And I also have Kedei Klipa of the Gid. Right? Obviously not a realistic picture, but just logically. The Gid versus the Basar is Min B'She'en Emina. The Kedei Klipa versus the Basar is Min B'Mina. Because the Kedei Klipa is made out of Basar. So, it's true that Tosfos holds that by Min B'She'en Emina, the Gid itself, there's no like polygraphon in the Takanosom, and if a Fela tells me that the Gid is Mutter, then I don't have to worry about the Gid. The Tam is gone. That's true. But the Kedei Klipa is working with the rules of Min B'Minoi. And the rules of Min B'Minoi is that the 60 is not to get rid of the Tam, because there is no Tam. The Kedei Klipa, the Shishim is because there's a Takana that you need Shishim Kenekereis. So maybe Tosfos holds. Well, it's not so intuitive, not so well. Maybe Tosfos holds that even though over here, in a way, and the case is, let's say I have 60 connected the Gid, but I don't know about, but you know, I have 60 connected the Gid and no more. That same 60 is also maybe 60 times the Klipa, but I don't have 60 connected both. That's what Tosfos is, the case of Tosfos is talking about. I have 60 connected the Gid, but I don't have 60 connected the Gid and the Klipa. So as far as the Gid is concerned, there's no time Gid. And it's like a Kfela told me there's no time Gid, and the Gid, therefore, is not nice in time, and the rules of Min B'She'en Emina, the Gid is Mutter. And Gid has the rules of Min B'She'en Emina. But when it comes to the Klipa, now I have to work with the rules of Min B'Mina, where there's a Takana Derabana that you need Shishim Kenegar Isser. So maybe, since the Isser of the Kdei Klipa is an Isser Echad with the Gid itself, because why is the Kdei Klipa also with the Isser of Gid? Since the Kdei Klipa Basar is an Isser Echad with the Gid, and I have to be Mavatu with the Klipa of the Basar with the rules of Min B'Minoi, which means Shishim Kenegad Isser, so maybe it's not enough to have Shishim Kenegad Akte Klipa. Because Shishim Kenegad Akte Klipa is still not Shishim Kenegad Isser. And I have to have, in order to be Mavatu with the Klipa, I need Shishim Kenegad Akte Klipa with the Gid together. And this is a very big chiddush, because I could say, what do you mean? The Gid is out of the picture. The Gid is a Min B'She'en Emina, it has the rules of Min B'She'en Emina, the Kfela, so to speak, told me that there's no time Gid. So the Gid is no longer a factor. Now all I need to get rid of is the Kedei Klipa. The Kedei Klipa is Min B'Mina, Min B'Mina, I have Shishim, then I get the Kedei Klipa. But I'm suggesting in Tosfos, we're understanding Tosfos along the line of the Chavos Das, I'm suggesting in Tosfos that no, it doesn't work that way. The Gid is out of the picture in the world of Min B'She'en Emina. Because in the world of Min B'She'en Emina, you just have to get rid of the time, and I got rid of the time. But when I come to the Klipa, now I'm within the Takana. Here there is a like polo grabon of a Takana. So by Min B'Minoi, there is a Takana in Shishim Kenegar Isser. So the Takana doesn't spill over to Min B'She'en Emina, according to Tosfos. No, Min B'She'en Emina still works with the Derisa rules. But when you talk about a case of Min B'Minoi, the Klipa really is Min B'Minoi. So now I work, for Min B'Minoi, I work in the world of the Takana Derabon in Shishim Kenegar Isser. Well, how big is the Isser? The Isser, not only the Klipa, the Isser, the Klipa. The Isser of the Kedei Klipa is an Isser Gid, and Gid I have Kedei Klipa with the Gid together. So in order to get rid of the Isser of the Kedei Klipa, I have to be Mevatel Kedei Klipa on the terms of Min B'Minoi. And the terms of Min B'Minoi are that you need Shishim Kenegad Isser. And the Isser is the Kedei Klipa with the Gid together. So therefore I need to have Shishim Kenegad Gid plus the Kedei Klipa. Maybe that would be the Pshat. Yes, very Mechudosh. This is all because we're accepting the Chavos Das's assumption that the Gid and the Kedei Klipa have different tastes. It's common. Rabbi Kreger thinks that way. Rabbi Kreger thinks that the Gid and the Kedei Klipa have the same taste. Maybe that's where he's coming from, because all these complications are very not so simple. Maybe that's where Rabbi Kreger saw in Tosfos. that that if you need shishim connected the gid and the klipa, they must have the same taste. But anyway, we're working right now with this. With what we're talking is in the world of the Chavos Da, his understanding of tastes, that the gid and the klipa have different tastes. And nonetheless, well, if they have different tastes, then in order to be, so why do you have to have shishim connected both? Must be because of something along the lines of the Isavet. But it can't be Mamas the Savet, because the Savet is with the Shita of the Rabban, and we're on the Shita of the Pesach, and by Mim Shem Inya, there is no Lei Polagabon of the Takanos. But at least, if Visa Vida Te Klipo, that is Mim Mimino, and there's a Lei Polagabon of the Takanos. Okay, let's go back to it. Right, we have 10 minutes. It's up, Tesis. Yeah, mash miktsas. It's the third line in Tosfos. Mash miktsas. The ainer oitiv misayel l'shara chatiches im yesh bim levad lagid el hayerech levad. Midu leikomer im yesh vehem ubaroitiv benaisim tam. We should be in yesh bo. Yeah. The mashmoyes of the Mishnah is that when mashar the gid connected the yerech, we're only mashar the yerech, not the yerech with the oitiv and the other stuff in the back. And the other chatichais says Tosfos, "Hayla perish akuntrus nicho. The perish perikol abosik abe tipas cholov. The bekomek begemara leshana leshaniya vekisa v'loy niya vekisa chaticha atzman asin develo when they say it's called a chatisa kulum. The perish akuntrus techiniya akdei amelechu atipu bechol akdei amisayel kumashi b'teifel vatal atipu. Chenki kisa akdei oilas harisichos mishulel lepio melichus atipu bechol akdei." In the path, you have a chaticha that the chaticha is also, and there's a bunch of other chatichas. And the tipas cholov fell on the one of the pieces. So the Mishnah says that your mashar, the tipa, can have all the chatichas. All of the chatichas in the path and the right of everything in the path is mitzarev to be mevatel l'tip. Says the Gemara, "Heichidami, what's the case? If when the tipa fell on the piece of meat, he didn't stir up the path right away, or cover the path right away." Says the Gemara, "Then mivlevalo mivlekola. Then this tipa shalov." The first piece of meat is belay the tipa and it's not going to be maflit, and it's not maflitit. So that piece of meat should become osa. It doesn't have shishin by itself, connected the tipa. And then once that piece of meat becomes osa, chaticha nas nevel in it and it asks all the other chatichas. Rather, the case of the Mishnah has to be that he was a menar and he was machasid right away, and therefore either he was menar or he was machasid the pot right away, in such a way that the tipa's cholov never had a chance to asr the first piece of meat by itself. Rather, it immediately was assimilated into the whole pot, and therefore the shishim in the pot could be mevatel the tipa. That's the Gemara. So in the Chayis Rashi and Tosfos, what's the case? Rashi learns that the case is that the first chaticha is submerged, partially submerged in the right. And nonetheless, the Gemara says, well, maybe let's talk about the case has to be that the chaticha of Heter was above the right, was above the right. Maybe the size of that went up, but it was totally outside of the right. The other pieces of meat over here, and the piece of meat that we're talking about is on top of the right. So then that piece of meat absorbs the tipa. If you're not menaru lechasa, so then that piece of meat absorbs the reitiv. Now the reitiv is in that piece of meat. The piece of meat becomes also fatichah nas in the tevla, and then it turns around, and it's and when it, later on it goes into the pot, it falls into the pot, and it asses the whole pot. But says the reed, in a case where the piece of meat is inside the reitiv, so then what happens to that tipas cholov? The tipas cholov goes into the piece of meat. It spreads out into the piece of meat. From the piece of meat, it gets under the reitiv. Under the reitiv, it continues its journey and it goes into the rest of the pot, and it's batel b'shishim. So therefore, because the piece of meat that's inside the pot, that's inside the reitiv, it's maflet keseder into the reitiv. So this tipas cholov has its way clear. It has an avenue to get into the whole system, and it's batel b'shishim. And that's the sheet of the reed. But Rashi learns that though. Rashi learns that even if the Haticha was partially submerged in the Reitav, since the Tipas Cholov fell on the part that was above the Reitav, it asks the Haticha, and once it asks the Haticha is asks the Vela, and it asks the rest of the pot. And I can't use the 60 that I have in the pot to be mabat to the original Tipa. The only way I can use the whole pot to be mabat to the Tipa is if I was immediately near the Kisa, in such a way that immediately when the tipa fell on top of the meat, I dunked the meat into the reitiv, and it never had a chance. It was never partially out of the reitiv. The tipa skull went right into the whole mish. So Taisa says lefi Rashi, we could understand the Mishnah. And the Mishnah you have a yerech, but the yerech is inside a reitiv. So why don't I say that the gid should be? We should mishar the gid connected the whole path. Taisa lefi Rashi is good. Just like in the case of the tipa scholov, I'm not mishar the tipa against the whole pot, even though it's submerged, partially at least. I'm mishar the tipa against only the chaticha that it fell onto. So likewise, by the gid, I'm mishar the gid, connected the yerech, I'm not mishar the gid, connected the whole pot. But according to the Ri, Taisa says, then just like over there, if the tipa was, if the first piece of meat was partially submerged, I would say, well, now the tipa has an avenue, it goes into the meat, from the meat it goes into the reitiv, and the whole reitiv is mistar, it takes a village, and we're mabat to the tipa's chalom. So the same thing about the yerech. The yerech is in the reitiv, he's partially in the reitiv, and the gid is in the yerech. So the gid gives time to the gid is mispashed, the time of gid is mispashed into the yerech, from the yerech into the reitiv, and everything will be mishtatif to be mabat to it. And Taisa is in the chanambi, the filiri, and the yeshbo, the nation time, we're mishad the yeshbo, the nation time, not with the yerech alone, but with the whole pot, including all the other pieces of meat and so on. That's a tesis. Okay, so we don't have time right now to get into the tesis, which is the next time. I'll just say, for Haskalah Dvarim, and really this belongs more to the Sugya of Tipas Cholov and Kuches, so I don't want to really spend that much time on it right now anyway, because if we're going to every Sugya Shleim Mukhaim, we're going to get bogged down, and we're never going to get to the Sugyas themselves, so that's not really such good practice. But just for kids and inputs, we shouldn't just walk by without anything. And I'll talk a little bit more next time. There's a Shiloh altogether, and what's the Pshat and Rashi? Like what's the Havan and Rashi by Tipas Chol? Chai Tais has a point. You know, if the Tipa can travel, the Tipa can spread to the Chaticha, from the Chaticha to the right, from the right to the other Chatichas. So why do I draw this artificial line and say, well, the Chaticha itself becomes is Nas and Nevela? So this is a whole tumult. Some say, Chazon Ish learns this way, that Pshat is that Rashi holds that if a piece of meat is chaticha is only partially submerged, so then it is be'etzem not able, it's not maflit into the soup at all. For the chaticha to be maflit into the soup, it has to be totally submerged. Right, but he's medayikit from the lashon of the Gemara. The lashon of the Gemara is that if you weren't menara mechasa, mivla bala miflut leipala. That's the lashon of the Gemara. Now, according to the Ri, it's talking about where the piece is outside, so we understand that the piece is outside, so mifla pala, mifla lepa. But according to Rashi, the piece of meat is partially submerged, and the Gemara itself says why the piece of meat becomes usher and doesn't, and you can't use the rest of the pot to be matir. And the lashon of the Gemara is mifla pala, mifla lepa. So the Chazon Ish says, no, so it's a fair issue Gemara. The way Rashi learns the case, that the case of the Gemara is a piece of meat that's partially submerged, so the Gemara itself says the Hesper, mifla pala, mifla lepa. So what further explanation is needed? It's not so clear what's the dimit over here to the yerech. The yerech l'charev, who says the yerech is only partially submerged? Over here, the yerech, who says that the yerech over here... Oh, I guess we'll have to say, kimto, the Rashi is saying the case of the mission is that the yerech is only partially submerged. But if the yerech would be fully submerged, then l'charev would come out that it would be it would be then you could be b'shar the whole pot, because the whole yisoid of mivlebola and mivletekola, the whole yisoid of Rashi is that a piece of meat that's only partially submerged is not maflit, but a piece of meat that's fully submerged is maflit. Well, a yerech that's fully submerged, the chayyur is maflit. So chayyur will have to say that that what Tosis means is that according to Rashi, we could say that the Mishnah is talking about a case where the yerech is partially submerged, and that's why we're mishara with the yerech and not mishara with the rest of the soup. A little bit strange. So why can't we say the same thing for the reek? That the case of the Mishnah is that the erech is totally out of the soup, and that's why we use the erech. That's not what Taisha says. Is the feed the reek? I have to say they were mishai the whole pot. Maybe the erech is, maybe that's not mashma to that. It was mashma. It's mashma. The case is that the erech is partially submerged somehow. I don't know. But that's how the Chazan Mishnah. What
Mishnah says? Rotev.
Mishnah talks about rotev.
Yeah.
No, but maybe because there's other pieces of meat underneath, and there is a reitav underneath. Like in the Mishnah Tikkus Cholov, that's the case according to Tosfos. That's one way to understand Tosfos. L'chayra, there's another way to understand Rashi. L'chayra, there's another shita. The place can bring b'shem Rashi. The Rishonim bring b'shem Rashi a concept called Issur Dovuk. Issur Dovuk means that, let's say I have a piece of meat, and the piece of meat has chaylev, also the chaylev, that's attached to the piece of meat. Now, with this piece of meat, there's a cut of meat, and it has on it a shtick chaylev, and it fell into a pot. Or I have a chicken, and the chicken has a heart that was not taken out. The heart is attached to the chicken, and the heart was not nimlach, wasn't cut open before the melicha, and the heart is awesome. And it fell into a pot. So they try to bring Mishem Rashi, you can't use the whole pot to mimavat to the lev or to mimavat to the chaylev. Since the lev is dovuk to the basar, but the chaylev is dovuk to the basar, it's called ister dovuk, so you have to misharit kenegad the chatikas basar alone. The whole pot can't be mishtatif to mimavat it. Ister dovuk. Let's put that in Shulchan Aruch. In several Rishonim is mavur that Rashi got it from this halacha of Tipas Cholov. From the case of the piece of meat that was partially submerged. The Tosfos of Rosh and Arsugya brings from Talmidei Rashi, the Talmidei Rashi, remember it's an Arsugya, maybe even Kol Ches. I don't remember. But the Tosfos of Rosh brings from Talmidei Rashi that from this case of Tipas Cholov, Rashi learned the halacha of Issur Dovuk. Same thing in the Osirua, in Hilchos Gita Nosha, Tof Nun Beis, he brings also this concept of Issur Dovuk b'shem Rashi. He brings two makarim. He says, one makor is from the din of Gidan Asha. He says, why is the Gidan Asha only connected to the Erech? It should be connected to the whole pot. And he answers, because the Gid is Dovuk in the Erech. And then he says, another makor from the Rashi and Kovches, by Tipas Cholov, that if it's partially submerged, so you don't use the whole pot to be Mavat on the Tipa. The way the Chazon Ish explains the case of Tipas Cholov, but the reason why Rashi holds it, you can't use the whole pot in Mivatul Tipa, is because the piece of meat, since it's not fully submerged, it's not maflet, it's Miflabola, Miflabola. What in the world does it have to do with Isidovic? The case of Isidovic, it's fully submerged. The chicken fell all the way down into the pot. But since the lave is Dovic in the bus, so there's a concept of Isidovic, and you can't use the whole pot in Mivatul Tipa. Well, my inchment takes the last thing. What does it have to do with the case of Tipa Scholar, with the side of Tipa Scholar? It's simply that a piece of meat needs to be fully submerged in order to be maflet. So it has absolutely nothing to do with the case of Issur Dovuk. Right, so from these Rishonim, the Rishonim had a different Havan in their Rashi, but that's clear exactly what the Havan is at the end of the day. What's the comparison of an Issur Dovuk to the case of Tipas Cholov? Not so clear. Okay.